Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jim and Jeff.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Find It Out Friday. Where did this week go? How's everybody doing? How you dealing with the heat? You know, I'd like to ask you something. Have you been kind or concerned today? Either giving someone a smile, a conversation, a word of encouragement. You know, when you do that for others, it makes you feel so much better. We have to keep each other up out here. And we have to continue to shine. The important thing is that all of you shine in your own way. Win in your own daily endeavors and develop your own life in the way that most is suitable and natural. Can I go around pleasing everybody? Okay, if you do that, you'll end up being, I don't know what you're going to end up being, because I don't please anybody but myself. Okay, and when I please myself, I let it shine out there on others. Now, there are those who just cannot take that brightness. So what I do is keep a spare pair of sunglasses. Tell them if the sun ray is blinding you, put on those shades, because I'm not going to stop shining out here. Because when I shine, you shine. And together we can make everyone around us shine. So hopefully we'll have Miss Tiffany with an I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. Come on with us. You know this is the end of the week. Sometimes she gets tied up in those meetings. And mention an organization. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. It is a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that help you reach your goal through education, training, academics, youth training, youth life skills. It's just an array of things out there. So when persons ask, what does this organization do? The organization tells them, oh, what do you need? That's a good way to be out there. So this evening, we're going to get going. We want you to keep shining out there. Keep sending prayers out there to the persons that are dealing with those floods. You know, this weather is crazy. It's just crazy. So, you know, We're trying to find an ice block to sit on. People are looking for inner tubes and boats to get out the driveway. It's just like crazy. So we just have to keep putting that positive energy out there and talk with them about it. And later on, we'll bring you a little bit more unit talk about the stars and the planets out there. We call it unit talk because it brings everything together. But sit back and relax and think about this. We're going to get started. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you're halfway across the nation. Long time ago, not a door that needed to get through were always closed.
Storms and rain everywhere I go, but I don't give up 'cause I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if they say can't win,
believing you can go where you've never been,
and you can fly high with the strength of all your friends. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you have a way to destiny.
That's right. You can do anything you want to do. You just have to keep dreaming. I don't know about y'all out there, but, you know, I have several dream catchers hanging in my house because sometimes you dream and you can't remember them. So hopefully those dream catchers will catch everything and remind me. And that's why we got you on today. We'll find it out on Friday. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye with us. Today I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. Tiffany with an eye, good evening. Welcome in to Share and Care
good
with us.
Good evening. Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, it's always a joy and a pleasure to be here, especially on a Friday. You know, or Monday, as I'm on Mondays and Fridays. But thank you very much for having me on.
And we appreciate you for coming in, caring and sharing. It's always something exciting. You know, Tiffany with an eye, she's out there. She's out there in that community. I'm out there in the community. I had to take a stroller day. We'll talk about that later on. You know, it's a lot of stuff happening out here, a lot of stuff that you don't even know that's available, but it's a lot of stuff out here. And when you dream and when you take those steps and come out of your comfort zone, you find out where they are. So I had to do a little sketch today, and I feel real good over here. I'm real, real excited because, you know, I don't believe in ever breaking, no matter what it is. And because it is Friday, it is the 26th, isn't it, with an eye. You know, we do that uni talk is what we call it. And I don't know
if
you have some things to share with us or to kind of keep let us be aware. Even though we like the listeners to do their own research and start doing homework with us so we can all get in this blend pot together. We're not experts over here, but we do find out about things. So what did you find out giving us some uni talk? You want to let us know what those stars and planets and moons are doing out there? What's happening?
Right. So we have Mercury going into retrograde on September 29th, but it's in transit now. So from August 25th to about September 28th, you'll have Mercury retrograding in Libra. So that means we're balancing out karma in relationships. We're cleaning and clearing out, and we're dealing with it's the house of partnerships, love, and relationships. And then we have tomorrow, I think it's the 27th, Virgo new moon, which is to reset in relationships. So you're resetting your relationships. Whatever, you know, whatever seems to be rocky will probably reset to be positive, that kind of thing. But when Mercury retrogrades, it's a wonderful time. And, you know, balancing out karma in relationships. And, you know, talking about relationships, I was taking inventory about maybe a month or two ago of all my friends. And I am so completely proud of all my friends. I have the greatest friends. And, you know, Linda, I kind of cut contact with those people of my past who really didn't support me, who really weren't part of what I would refer to as a soul tribe. So I disconnected myself from those people to really see who my soul tribe was and who are the people that are really supportive of me. Although it's very small, it's a small group, I feel so much better because now I don't have to deal with the drama of other people in the past, dealing with, you know, people not, you know, just people just not in the same mindset that are not linked into changing the world, to doing anything on a humanitarian platform. Nothing's wrong with people wanting to go out, you know, and live life. But at the same time, are you living your purpose? Are you whatever you're called to do, it's time to step into that. And if you're not, and you're still living life, you know, as you did pre-COVID, or, you know, things are changing. And we see so much going on right? You see so much going on that it's just like you know, everyone's going to begin to evaluate, because as we go into these energies and these planets are retrograding, we're going to be going into evaluation of what matters to us, what relationships mm-hmm. matter to us, what partnerships matter to us. We have to close out karmic cycles. It's going to be, you know, it's an interesting time, and it, if you look at it, you know, like cleansing and clearing what no longer serves you, then it is a very positive thing. And sometimes people are not supposed to be in your life. They're supposed to be in your life maybe for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, but you have to figure that out. And if somebody's bringing toxic energy into your life, then you need to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe in that. That's why I love the word retrograde, because when you say retrograde to me, I say, get rid of the none and bring in the new, okay? When you know, I'll ask you all the time, because you look into this stuff, but when I hear it retrograde, I say, okay, clean it up, take that step. And also because it is, like it says, denial of unhealthy relationships. It is all about relationships. And sometimes we want to hold on to that frog even if it got a broke leg, okay? But that frog is not hopping and bringing support your way. So why, you know, let him hop on somewhere else. We call them jellyfishes. If you don't have a backbone, keep moving, because it takes backbone strength, sword slinging, praying, whatever you do out there to keep yourself balanced so you can keep moving forward so you can be the humanitarian that you are. You're right. It's not a lot of humanitarians out there. People are going through a lot of different things, but there's nice people like I have started off. You know, what did you do today to be kind and thoughtful? Did you smile? Did you have a conversation? Did you encourage someone? Okay, did you ask them how was their family? Is everything okay? Did you tell them to stay safe? Did you do any of those things, okay? Because people need to hear that, and people need to say that. It's like a two-way street. And then we all get out here and shine together. I just wanted you to give us some of that uni talk. You know, I like it. You know, we know uni talk in corporate, the stars and the planets. As I state, those stars are just not out there blinking. But we want everybody to do their homework, okay? Then we study and we learn together. And we share together. We blend together. And when you put all that goodness in that blender, you have a very, very good smoothie that can continue to have you going on further. So we appreciate you for sharing that with us. But you're saying balancing, cleaning, cleansing, partnership. So before, if it goes into retrograde, are you stating, suppose I develop a partnership today? So when it goes into retrograde, is it there? What does that exactly mean, you know, to balance it out from August to September?
Well, you know, you're just – retrogrades will bring up past situations that maybe you didn't close out and you needed to. And you, you know, you have toxic energy from a friend that's coming in, and you continuously – you continue to – be involved with that person, even though, you know it's toxic, you know how you feel, you don't feel good when the person comes around, but for some reason you think it's your duty to stay in that energy and sacrifice your energy for theirs, for them. Mm. Mm. And you need to look at that. So, you know, they talk about karmic relationships, they talk about partnerships and of those natures and people coming back in the past. So if you have to revisit something that comes to you in the past, you have now a chance to evaluate what really is going to happen going forward. Like, do I want this toxic relationship? Should I stay in this partnership? Do I want this job? Am I happy with this job? You know, all those things. So, and you have to find balance, and balance is good. And you know, just as we have like the fiscal year is divided into four quarters. So Mercury retrograde goes Mercury goes retrograde every 3 months, four times a year, about 3 to 4 times a year, so that you can evaluate where you are and where you want to go. So, and it's that energy. So in that energy, you will feel during that time period, you know, you might want to rush something, but you'll feel some resistance. And that's just because Mercury's like, no, you need to take the time to look at the situation. Don't get into it. Look at it. Review it. See what it's all about before you get into something, before you want
right.
to do something. Maybe it's not the time. But
right.
to really take
right.
a look at it, because we're so used to our busy lives and doing things at the seat of our pants, so to speak, you know? We'll get into relationships, mm-hmm. we'll do something that will be fun and good at the moment, but the long term, it will not be good. You know, the short term is good, but the long term may not be good. And so
mm-hmm.
if you have done that, or I know in some of my experiences, I have looked at the short-term goal and then had to revisit it because the short-term goal was necessary. And if it were to, you know, go into a longer, to a long-term goal, that was okay for the short term. But I always had to look at why I was there. Why was I involved in this short-term goal? Should this be
mm-hmm.
a longer goal? Should I stop it? Should I close this out? Whatever it is that I needed to do, you know, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And just review review and evaluate what your life is bringing you, because that
mm-hmm.
cleansing and clearing is so, so very important, because that's how you change
mm-hmm.
and that's how you grow.
Yeah.
You grow that way. So I totally love it when it comes. I used to resist it because
mm-hmm.
I think a lot, and Mercury is the planet of thought. You know, it controls Virgo, it controls Gemini, so Geminis and Virgos really have a hard time with it because, or if you have Gemini or Virgo on your chart, you have a hard time because you are thinking so much and you want all these things to manifest, but Mercury's like, no, you know, slow it down, slow the process down, make sure this is where you want to go, make sure this is what you want to do, and you just have to go with the flow. You have to learn to just slow down and go with the flow. And it used to make me so frustrated until I learned, you know, how to control things through a Mercury retrograde.
So is it in now? It's already here, right?
Right, it's already here. We're in the energy of it from August 25th to September 28th. It's starting to transit, so you will start to feel, you know, the energy moving, you know, or retrograding. We'll start to feel it. So things, you know, may not, things that you think you want to do, like if you, you know, some people say that if you have contracts out there or you're looking to do something, don't do it in a Mercury retrograde because after it when it goes direct, it'll change the situation. So if you sign a contract, some say, like you say, we're not experts, but if you sign contracts, if you do anything with communication, it could go the opposite way. So you're signing a contract thinking that you're going to buy something. Then when Mercury goes direct, that contract could fall out. So you may not get what you think you're going to get. So it's just, you know, it's a great energy. And there's so many planets retrograde. I mean, you know, we still have Mars retrograde. Mars retrograded. What else do we have? I can't remember the other one. There's so many different retrogrades. I think it's Mars and Gemini retrograde. That's 7 months. And then we have another retrograde for 5 months. And then we have Mercury retrograding now. I think it's Uranus is retrograding in, I don't know, I can't remember what sign, but you have all these retrogrades which are allowing us to take looks at what is not serving us in our life according to the house. Now, I don't know the houses, but that would be something that our listeners would have to do on their own and do their own research and find the placement of your houses and what the houses represent in your placement in your chart. And that's why you say all the time it's so important to pull a chart. Have it pulled by somebody who really knows what they're talking about. And again, we're not experts. We're just giving information as we do our own personal research and we just share. But I think it's a great idea if you have not to do that, to pull your own chart and see your placements and where it fall, where the houses fall for you, or you know, or learn about the different houses so that you know what you're doing in terms of you know, learning about yourself.
Well, it's always good to know about yourself, then nobody can tell you who you are, okay? Because, you know, you have several people out there trying to tell you who you are. And, you know, my saying is when someone tells you no, you show them why they should have said yes. Okay, so it is very, very important that not only having that chart done, to have someone educate you on it, because all them lines and crisscrosses and stars and blah, blah, you don't know what you're looking at. Okay, so when you have it done, you have that teacher guide you. You know, so that you'll actually know. But, you know, people say, oh, that's superstition. And no, that is the universe, okay? And you're a part of it. So, you know, you're floating around in here again. If you think those stars are up there just twinkling, sit down. But I have a question. So you're seeing, like, people say when Mercury's in retrograde and you find a deal. Now, does it work a certain way? You can get into something if it's something that you have been thinking about, something that you experience and you just know right off the bat, this is it. Okay, so in that case, and something happens when it retrograde, you just suffer the consequences. Is that what you're saying? Because it's
yeah,
not
that's
necessary.
Kind of like what that's the interpretation that I've gotten, and most people, as you research, will say that that's what Mercury retrograde is about. Mercury's, you know, it rules communication. So a lot of times people will have communication problems. You know, the computer will be slow. Something happens with your cell phone. So, you know, all these variables, you know, you'll call a company and they'll say, oh, can you hold for a minute? I'm my computer's slow. And it's just because, you know, we're in that energy of Mercury retrograde. But I think, you know, just if you're going to do anything where you have to sign a contract, just hold off until the end of Mercury retrograde, because it is very, you know, it'll change. It'll totally flip it. And you'll think you have it, and then, you know, whatever you're signing a contract for will fall out. So that's why people, if you've listened to any astrologers or people who, you know, are in that line of work, they will say, don't do this until after, because it's liable to fall out, or you're not getting what you want. You'll get the opposite outcome.
Wow. That's interesting. That's interesting. We'll talk about that later. But I just, because I'm the type of person, I'm retrograding all the time. It's like, wait a minute, let me sit back and give this some deep, deep, deep thought. You know how I do things. And then you say, oh, no, it's time to stretch. Come out of that comfort zone, okay? Come up out of it. But because you and I basically know how the universe works, we know, you know, the rhythm that is carried out there, and because of that, you kind of like standing in the middle of it. We know what the stars is doing, but we're part of those stars, so we can control that too. Okay, so it might think it's gonna fall out, but we say it's gonna stay in, you know. That's the type of power we carry. So that's something that we'll have a later conversation about, that I'll speak with you on. But I'm understanding what you're saying, you know, and like I was telling them about shine, and I have to say, you keep moving forward, even one or two steps in your own way. Those who live out their lives to the fullest, unperturbed by the noisy clamor around them, are true winners, okay? So we know we're all stepping out in here to all this noisy clamor. All these things are going on. That's why you say you cut loose, you cut ties of the non-supportive people. This is a particular time when things will show to you. And I had a situation. I'm not going to share it on air. I'll share it with you. And we can kind of like talk on that, you know, how we like to chop stuff up, right, before we bring it to people. But I just experienced that today. And it was a great awakening. Because it's something that you had thought about all the time, but then you just got it co-signed, okay? You just got it co-signed. So So it's the 26th, so this kicked off yesterday, and it's happening already. I just like to share with the listeners out there, when we speak of this, we just giving you unity talk. It's unification with yourself, unification with the universe, and unification with anything you're around and whatever you're dealing with. We share and care here because it's about education and awareness, and we like to care and share. So this weekend, there's a lot of events happening out there. I haven't been able to keep track with all of them. I don't think I'll be moving around a lot, even though I'm still celebrating my birthday, even though it's in Virgo. It's still in August, and we take it to the end, okay? So we just say the Virgos come on in riding on the Leo's wings, okay? So we let them in before the month ends. So whatever they're out there doing, they have to move with our movement. Because Leo's take it all away. Is it August 31st? Yes, it's August the 31st. So that would be the end of everything. And I just like to say to the listeners out there, just be kind. You know, Tiffany, we're trying to give you information. Like, we're not experts over here, but everybody needs to do some research, and you need to do homework. Okay, you need to do, and especially about you. Because that way you can take your steps in your own way, okay? And you can block out that noisy clamor around. And those people who can do that are true winners. Wouldn't you say that, Tiffany? Wouldn't I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it? Will you agree with me on that today?
Yes, I will agree with you.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that's accurate.
Okay, well, I think that's something we have to deal with here. And, you know, we don't like to keep you too long on Friday. We do short and sweet on Monday night for Friday. Everybody's had a hell of a week, and they probably want to get out, prop their feet up, go whatever you want to do out there. Just be safe, okay, and be aware and be very, very observant. I will say this. I'm reading articles with persons in their community and their neighborhood, and transient individuals are cutting wires off of their solar systems and stuff. Now, you know what? That's a horrible feeling. You know, you work hard for the stuff that you own. Someone come along, don't have, you know, and they just want to destroy you. Is that to make anybody want to throw a cannon out there? You know, that's not good. So I'm just sending good energy that whatever persons are doing this, that they find them, okay? Because people work hard.
That's a whole another conversation with the transient people. And I think what we're seeing now, just briefly, is influx of the transient people who are now living in areas that people pay high rent and mortgages. You know, you want to be on the beach. You have, you know, $11 million house, and then on the beach, and then, you know, you see a transient with a tent that's right there. That kind of makes people mad. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm paying a mortgage for the same view, and how are you getting the liberty to be there?
Right.
How do you have the liberty to be there when I have worked to earn my right to be in my house because I pay a mortgage and I have the same
right.
view. It's getting very, very interesting out there. And you're seeing a lot of people a neighborhood that's close by. I'd never seen any transient people there, really. I mean, they walk and they, you know, walk by, but to have a tent is another thing. To have a tent placed strategically on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have people who buy condos, you know, who have homes that are paying to be in that area. And then you have, like, this person who say that they live in the neighborhood because they actually do, right? Because they have a tent.
Right.
And it's like, okay, so what that also does is kind of like bring the value of the neighborhood down. You know, who wants to live in a neighborhood where you're going to pay so much money to be, and now you have to look at someone living in a tent or, you know, it's enough for the transients to pass you by in the street and to walk by you in the street, but it's another when they – you know, have a tent that they place on the sidewalk near your home.
Yeah,
and
well,
you're right.
I see that, but I also say that the ones that created it for the transit to be out there, because no one should be sleeping in a tent, not in the United States, but they are. So something happened to create it, so the ones that created it need to fix it, okay? They need to fix it because I'm along with you. If I spend billions of dollars looking to see the sunset over the ocean, I sure don't want to be tripping over a tent to get to my front yard. Okay, I don't want to do that. That's hard work. That's a lot of money. But also,
yeah, and then you're paying taxes to have your. Essentially, yes. You're paying for that person to be there because you're paying taxes in that neighborhood,
yes.
And you're
yes.
essentially paying for that person to be there.
Yes. This is happening, and who's taking the tax money? Then they need to fix it. If you're gonna allow it, then build some bungalows out there. On the other side of the street or whatever. You know, I know that they're building and they're trying to get on top of it, but it shouldn't have never been in the beginning, okay? Period. Okay, so you create a situation and then you try to figure out how to clean it up, or you don't want to clean it up, okay? And many of us are just a foot away from a park bench. I'm looking at the information in Inglewood, okay, that they're going up with 90-day notices on business owners that have been there a long time, okay? That's because they're cleaning it out so they can, you know, make it yuppified, okay? Those people have been over there a long time. It's just something needs to be done. That's all I can say, okay? It's just greed is just a bit too much. Do you understand where I'm going with that?
Oh, no, I do. I've sat down with people in housing and, you know, rental properties that are over, you know, a lot of the property and 80% of the property rentals in Los Angeles. And, you know, I've heard somebody say, well, we've solved the housing problem by, you know, building homes and places for people to live.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And think nothing of it. Think nothing
mm-hmm.
of that statement. And don't really care about the other side of the coin or, you know, don't. We've already solved it. And I heard that from someone's mouth
okay.
when I, you know, had a meeting not too long ago. And I said, wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't in the room. They would have been calling the National Guards for me. Okay, I can't sit in the units like that. Yeah, you're building them, but can they afford them? Or you know, did you sign them up? Did you put them on a waiting list? So as soon as they built, you got them. They can come on in. No, you didn't do that. So your
right.
building has that don't have them in mind. Okay. All right. It's really because I'm in an area, and every you look at north, south, east, and west. There's so many. Buildings going up. It's just sad. And I don't want to even get there because I'll have to get up on my podium. But I do understand, you know, you're going in neighborhoods cutting wires off of people's solar systems and things of that nature. You know, expensive. So, but if you don't care, then, you know, you can, and then that might be a condition that you have. So maybe you might have been the installer that put them up there. They don't know that, okay? And was underpaid about it, went back and started collecting from. You never know. You don't know. But it's yeah, we have a lot to do out here, but it's the people, and that's why it's so important. November is not too far from around. People get those, start looking at those initiatives, start understanding, and take you a couple of aspirins because I know it's very confusing, but you have to decide on your own. Read, okay? Just don't go check a box because it's square, okay? Know what you're putting in that box and know who you're voting for. And if that individual is not going to meet your expectations, then don't put them in, okay? Because it's easy to get them in, but it's easy to get them out too. But see, we haven't got to that point yet. Just like you vote them in, you can vote them out, but to save you some time, don't vote them in. And then the best energy you can put somewhere else. So it's time. The ballots are moving out. The niches are there. We're not going to speak on the crazy and the confusion that's on the TV. the yes and the no for the this and this, and everybody's lying, okay?
It's
confusing. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to work on putting some ballot measures or and initiatives on the ballot that people can actually understand. Most people going to the voting booth to just try to interpret a proposition or anything,
you can't.
The language is written so that you think you understand it, but there's like a twist in it. It's just like going to the DMV, right? You think that you've answered the correctly, but...
Oh, please, yes.
The way they state it.
Yeah.
You may not get the right answer.
No, it looks like it's the right one, but it's so confusing. I remember when was this last voting, I was coming out the precinct. I like to go in person if I'm not working them. And this gentleman's out there, and he had the nerve to ask me, who did I vote for? I told him, first of all, none of your business. And second, I voted for me. And I kept walking, okay? So if you're not voting for yourself out there, because you know what you're going to do, and if you're not on those ballots, okay, and there's other people, read, get as much interpretation as you can. Because as Tiffany would I say, they're deliberately written to confuse you. Well, I don't even look at TV. It's like, wait a minute, he just said yes, and that one just said no. I'm really confused over here. Just don't give nobody the money. Get it to me, and let me see what I can do with it, okay? Because it's totally confusing. So when you do go to the ballot, that repetition is going out there, and that's all you've been seeing, a yes, yes for this and a yes, yes for that, then where are you going to go with it? And on that note, I'm getting heated over here. I need to calm down. We need to not get on the pulpit this evening. This is Find It Out Friday, but I'm just going to say the last thing here is November is right around the corner. Tiffany with an eye, we're going to check out. I love you. I'm watching these minutes, and we have to go. We love you out there. We'll be speaking
Thank
with you,
you
shortly. Thank you for
okay.
your time. Let's get it going, and we're going to bring you back Mindful Monday some more what we call uni talk, okay? Those stars, planets, the moons out there. And understand, don't touch the contract so you really, really understand. I love you. Listeners, have a wonderful weekend. This is Find It Out Friday.
We care, share, we love all through the land.